Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to another week of G-Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I'm sitting here with my guest. You might recognize his voice. It's my husband, Dan Nosowitz. He was on an episode in December?
It was a while ago.
It was about all of the things I bought in 2020 and what he liked and what he didn't like. And if you haven't listened to that episode yet, I will link to it so you can get to know Dan a little bit. But I've invited him back on the show. And right now, one of our cats and our dog are having a standoff. So if you hear some animal noises in the background, those are my other guests. Anyway, Dan, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So for those who don't know you, you are a writer. You're a freelance writer.
That's right.
Do you want to talk about a little what you do?
Sure.
Intro.
I'm a freelance writer. I was previously a staff writer at Gizmodo and then at Fast Company and then at Popular Science for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I went freelance about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
A little bit more, actually.
Yeah, a long time. Now I write for a lot of different outlets. You can find my stuff at Atlas Obscura, at Modern Farmer, and a ton of other, you know, magazines and websites and stuff like that.
Yeah. You sure can.
Yeah. And I hope you do because I need the money.
The dynamic that we have in our house when it comes to shopping is that I am more of like the impulse purchaser, but I get I get shit done.
That's true.
And you are a little bit painstaking when it comes to reading reviews. I often walk in on you watching 45-minute long YouTube videos about really kind of, to me, unimportant gadgets.
Yeah, I think that... I mean, if there were 45-minute videos, that would be great. Usually it's more like 4 10-minute videos, but I'll watch all of them.
It feels longer to me. it feels longer to me. But yeah, you're good. I trust you more with like the electronics side of things. So I thought it would be fun to have you come back. You didn't really have a recommendation last time. We just sort of went through all of the things that we bought in 2020.
Right.
We talked about the things that made sense to buy, the things that you didn't really like. A lot of this also hinging on the fact that all we did in 2020 was online shop.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't go anywhere. And the only money we really were spending was on food and whatever I was ordering to the house.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be fun to have you come back and do a few gadget-related items.
Yeah.
Because I have like favorite gadgets, but I feel like you've done
so much work.
So much
more work than is needed for any of this.
Well, I want that to pay off for you.
It has to eventually, right? Somehow.
Well, no, it's paying off right now.
Oh, this is
it.
Okay.
I've invited you here.
Oh, this is
I've invited you into our living room to tell us about it. I want to make good on that research for you.
Yeah. So I like I said, I started off as like a gadget writer.
I
was doing, you know, like cell phone reviews and
Zunes.
I started out a friend of ours and I, we started out at Gizmodo at the same time and we had kind of like chosen our beats. And mine was MP3 players. Like this was like 2008 maybe.
So the iPad, iPod had already been around for like 5 years.
Right. The iPod was like huge, but the iPhone, I think, either had just come out and it was like the first one, you know, you couldn't really like do much. It wasn't like that big of a success.
Yep.
And yeah, the iPod was huge. And this friend of ours, his beat was cell phones. And I remember thinking like, good luck, man. Like, that's not going anywhere. The MP3 player beat is here forever.
Jan wants you to all know.
I was very
he's
wrong.
An idiot.
Yeah. So I ended up doing the Zune review and he did like the iPhone.
Dan has some great stories of working at Circuit City as a teen and parents coming in to buy their kids iPods and computers for college. And Dan trying to be like, don't buy the iPod, get the Zune. And then the people coming back in 2 weeks returning the Zune iPod.
I would do these like big speeches about signal to noise ratio and how like the Creative Zen really like gave you more bang for your buck and like you had support for lossless files and like obviously your teenage son in suburban Pennsylvania is going to want that.
I'm already asleep. They just want an iPod.
Yeah, like 2 weeks later they would come back and be like, my kid said he just wants an iPod. And eventually my bosses were like, please, just if they ask for an iPod, just sell them an iPod.
I don't even say iPod anymore. I've said iPad now twice.
Yeah, those are different things.
Sure are. They sure are. Okay, so you have two things you want to talk about today. The first one is going to be a thing that I've already shared on both the G-Thanks Instagram because I was so excited when you showed it to me.
Yeah, subscribe and follow.
And then, also, right, like, subscribe, follow, save, share with your friends. And then I also put it in the Flavor of the Week newsletter this week. Because I was like, well, if you miss it on Instagram, because it was a hit.
Yeah, it's great.
It seems so obvious, but allegedly it's not. What is it, Dan?
This is the charger we're talking about, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I just have so many great recommendations.
It's the charger.
So the charger.
I teed you right up and you couldn't even get there.
This is the charger. So when I was at Gizmodo, we used to get these like... We just had so much stuff given to us.
Yeah.
Some of which like has stuck around my house like to this day. Like I think we have a Roku from that era that's just like still
so
here.
Yeah, so random how that happens. I have tried to throw out the box of cords from Dan's Gizmodo era like multiple times.
So
and
many.
Somehow they have made their way to California with us. But this was the one thing
right.
that you said was like, wow, this is actually useful. I'm actually going to keep this. And what is it?
So this was a battery pack charger, like a Mophie type thing, but it's just a battery pack. Except, can you hear the dog? The one big difference is that it has outlet prongs, like AC prongs that fold up into it. So you just plug the whole thing right into the wall.
It's a portable charger that's also a charging block.
Right.
Because... The worst part about portable chargers is that you need to remember...
You have to charge the charger.
You have to charge the charger, and it has its own separate charger,
right.
which then you lose.
And I think for a lot of people, if they're using iPhones, the cable to charge the charger is never going to be the same as an iPhone charger. It's always going to be a micro USB, or lately it's USB-C. But
so
for a lot of people, they just like might be the only thing they have that uses that charger.
Yeah.
Or that cable. So now you have to bring, instead of bringing your phone, the cable to charge your phone and a charger, you have to bring your phone, a cable to charge your phone, a wall charger, a cable to charge the battery pack,
right,
like all this stuff.
You need the wall block and the charger for your phone. And then you also need your portable charger that's charged.
Right, with its own charger.
With its own charger. And then you need, if you're not going to use the same wall block...
Yeah, maybe you need a
cord,
separate one.
You have to bring another cord. It's just a lot to remember. And there's nothing worse than, you know, there are probably a lot of things worse. But in this scenario, there's nothing worse than, I think, being out.
Nobody in the history of civilization has experienced anything worse.
No, this is the worst thing I can think of. You know, being out and realizing your phone is probably about 15%. And you're like, oh, but I have a battery pack. But the battery pack has one blinking light on it.
Right. So now you've prepared, but not enough. So this is really, really great. And they've gotten better since I lost the one that this company gave me like many years ago. But
it was Anker. It's an Anker.
The new one is made by Anker, which is a trusted brand in this household. They make like accessories, chargers and cables and stuff like that.
And they also make like headphones
and speakers and projectors and stuff now too. They're all really good. That's a good brand.
Anker's got it.
Yeah.
But it's the power.
It's
core.
Power Core Flex,
I believe it's Fusion.
Called? Fusion, okay.
It's the Anker Power Core Fusion, and the Fusion is the key word because it's the...
Yeah, and it looks exactly like a lot of their other products, which are just wall chargers and don't have batteries in them. But this one is great because it looks just like a regular kind of wall charger that you would leave, you know, next to your bed or whatever and charge your phone in. But it's a little bit bigger, and when it's plugged in, it'll charge itself unless you have a phone charger plugged into it or something, and then it'll charge that phone, and then when your phone is fully charged, it'll charge itself.
Yeah, and then it's its own, and then it's a portable charger.
Right.
So you just unplug it from the wall and take it wherever you want, and it can fully charge your phone when your phone's out of batteries. It seems obvious, but this is actually kind of one of the few
of its kind.
Them.
Yeah, for whatever reason, we've decided that like having to bring extra cables and chargers and stuff with us is like better. But this is, it's a way better system. So like when I went, back east, a few weeks ago, and instead of bringing like all these chargers and cables and batteries and stuff, I just brought the one thing. So it was just this one block, cable that connects my phone to that block. And then that was it. I was done.
It's just kind of magical just because I feel also like when we travel, there's so many cords. The dog could not be more annoying right now. No one can see this, and she's not making any noise, and no one can hear it. But she is like,
imagine
it's like
the most distracting thing that can happen without noise happening with it. That's
and
what
it's
she's
happening.
She's
she
like,
just keeps jumping up and like demanding scratches, and it's fine. Okay, so yeah, I mean the thing about traveling is that you know there's so many things you have to remember. A charger is a really big one.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that this is a really great solution for traveling because it's two in one, and you can especially for like a week long trip or shorter, you're really trying to minimize what you're bringing.
Yeah,
and this is just a great
way to
do it.
I just don't want to think about it, you know. And charging the charger is annoying.
Yes, it is.
And the charge, you know what? That needs its own wall block too.
Right.
There's like multiple. It just really, it just makes you wonder how come not every portable charger can just be plugged into the wall.
Yeah, it's so obvious.
And I want to say, like, I really felt like when you told me about it, when you were showing it to me, and because usually this is what happens is like I will forget a charger.
Sure, yeah.
And I rely on Dan to have brought all the cords.
I bring extras for most things. Like for
I'm the planner in our family.
Yeah, it's funny that this is a thing.
But Dan really always comes through with the cords, and so I always know I can find one. But he was showing me it, and I was just like, I don't like to say mind blown, but it was very much like, wow, like, why isn't, this seems like a really obvious design choice that should just be across the board on anything like this, but it's not. And then I thought, well, when I share it on Instagram, surely everyone's going to be like, you're a little behind. We all know about this.
Yeah.
But, and some people did. Some people were like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that you talked about this because I have one and it's amazing.
Yeah.
And I tell everybody about it. But most people were like, holy shit, I had no idea. And so I thought it deserved its own episode.
Yeah.
And you were the one that showed it to me.
Yeah, it's great. It really is like, it's funny being in LA now, we don't have cause to use battery packs as
much. Yeah, it's not as much as like it was in New York. But whenever we travel,
but when we travel,
whenever anyone
perfect.
Travels, or like, I don't know, I just like having the backup.
Yeah,
you never know when the day is going to come when your phone shits the bed and all of a sudden it's like it was at 100% and now it's at like 12%, but you've only had it off the charge for like a minute. Or sometimes the car chargers don't work.
Right. Yeah, and you drive a while and it turns out that your
battery's dead. I just like having a backup. It's like having snacks in your car.
Sure.
It's like, you know. It's like going to the bathroom right before you leave to go somewhere.
That's just good. Like
safety first.
Yeah.
So the price on that at the time, like when we told everybody on Instagram about it, it was like $18, which
deal.
Was like a crazy deal. So I think that's why a lot of people bought it. Right now, the 5,000 mAh, what does that mean?
Milliamp hours.
Who cares? That one is $25 right now. It was $17 last week.
$25, honestly, is still a pretty good price.
$25 is honestly a good price. So 5,000
milliamp hours.
Whatever. We'll get you like one big phone charge and one big iPad charge.
No, probably not that.
Not
so
even.
Like your phone battery size, you know, it varies based on like your specific phone, the size of your phone. But that's probably like from zero, like 1.5 or 2 charges of your phone.
Okay.
So that's like on the smaller side for a battery pack like that. Like, I think that's fine. Like, as long as it's charged, I'm never like charging my like laptop or whatever. I don't even think you can with one of these things.
Well, I was going to say you could buy the 10,000 one, right. So which is like $45 and you just get more charges out.
Right. So the newer version, the 5,000 one, that's like last year's model.
And it's perfectly adequate.
And it's fine. That's what I use. It's totally fine. Mm-hmm. But if you want to spring, it was, what was it, $40? $45?
It was somewhere between 45 and 50.
Yeah.
And then depending on like a sale or whatever. Right. Yeah. But I mean, that's definitely no more than $50.
Yeah. And so that one is it's twice as large. It probably, like, I don't know. It may have like some faster charging stuff built into it or something like that. I don't know.
It's almost like, I don't know if anyone out there has used the Away bags and the Away suitcases that have the chargers in them. Those chargers, like...
Those are huge.
Were huge, but I really loved popping them out of the suitcase and just using them as a portable charger.
That's
because
right.
You would not have to charge. You want something that can hold a charge long term.
Sure.
You know, and that's the difference in price. It's really not about... It's not necessarily quality of charger in terms
of
price.
No, it has
price.
Nothing to do with
it
that. It's just size.
Size, but... The Away ones could charge like...
They were massive.
They could charge your phone like 5 times
yeah,
over.
They were like twice as big as these chargers.
We have tiny ones that sometimes... I know some people said, well, there's some chargers that have like the plugs pulled into them. But I like having my own cord. I don't know. It just feels like I like being in charge of my own
Yeah,
destiny.
I don't like the ones with the built-in cord so much. Partly because like that's a really short cord, which means you have to like hold the... charging block like right on your phone, which isn't always ideal. And also, like, if it breaks, like, you know, usually those will still have a USB port or whatever, but maybe only one. And if that cord breaks, you're kind of like screwed. And so I would prefer just bringing my own cord.
The Anker Power Core Fusion Charger, regardless of size, whether you get the $25 version one or the $45 version, is also a great gift for a parent.
Yeah, that's true.
Add that with like a 10-foot charging cable. My mom still talks about the 10-foot cable you gave her like for Christmas a few years ago.
Yeah, she
and the charger.
Yeah, I think she had asked for it, or just like
she was like, my friend has one and it's so like long and crazy.
Yeah,
and we just got her one. And I mean, I you know how moms are, but a couple of months even after Christmas, she would be like, I'm talking to you and my phone's plugged in and I'm on the couch and the phone's plugged in on the wall.
You never
all the way over there.
You never regret going for a 10-foot cable over a 6-foot.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a difference of like $2 and you'll always thank yourself for
length. So I think that makes a really good gift. It's a great like father and father-in-law gift. If you have like a non-golf whiskey dad, I feel like a phone charger is like a good one.
Yeah.
I wanted to give that some air on today's episode.
Deserves it.
But also, you have another thing that you've been very excited to talk about for a while now. And Dan kept on saying, do you want me to come back on the show and talk about this thing? And I was like, yeah, sure, anytime. But I think you kept phrasing it like you were doing me a favor by coming on the show.
To talk about my garbage taste in gadgets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is actually a cool one.
So
all right, I teed you up. You know what we're talking about?
Yes. Yeah, so we're talking about the Amazfit Band 5.
To be confused with the 4.
No, there are others.
Or the 6.
Yeah. The 6 is coming out soon, I think.
Okay. Good for Amazfit.
Yeah. So this is, I was looking for a like fitness tracker smartwatch kind of thing.
You're not an Apple Watch guy because you don't have a
right.
iPhone.
So I use an Android phone, which is like its whole, that's its own.
It's its thing. Own issue in our marriage, in our house, but whatever. That's not, it's an episode for another
It's a
day.
Real like Capulet Montague thing. It's tough.
okay.
But so yeah, I use an Android phone and the Apple Watch just doesn't work with Android phones. So I'm looking at like these other alternatives and they're like, you know, a lot of like rip off Apple Watch. Like imagine an Apple Watch, but it's like round and worse and still costs like $300. And I was like, this seems like not a great purchase.
Yeah.
I was looking at the Fitbits, which are fine, but they're also like sort of expensive. Like a good Fitbit is like $150.
Yeah.
And then I've stumbled on this Amazfit, which is a fitness tracker. So it
Looks like a Fitbit.
Right. It looks like more like a Fitbit than an Apple Watch. It's like slightly limited in what it can do. It's designed for fitness tracking, and then it like delivers notifications, but it's not like you can't text people with it.
Right.
Or anything like that. It's
which I don't know how many as an Apple phone. I mean, sorry, Apple Watch user.
Are you texting from it?
No.
Yeah. So I actually looked up like the things that people do most with smartwatches, mm-hmm. and it was fitness stuff and notifications. And that's numbers one and two.
Weirdly, I turned off all of my notifications on my watch.
I mean, that's probably smart too.
I don't like.
You don't need.
I don't want.
Your accessories buzzing you.
I don't want.
Yeah.
There used to be back in like the heyday of like weird like tech wear. There were like rings that would buzz on your hand when you got like a text message.
I think they still make those. I don't think they've taken off.
Those are stupid.
Yeah.
Unless you have one and you love it. By
in
all
which
means,
case,
tell us about it.
Sounds great.
But I don't know. It's just like, I'm not going to wear a ring. Like, oh, I have a text. My ring is buzzing.
My ring's glowing.
Yeah. But the Amazfit is like, yes, more Fitbit than Apple Watch.
So it looks kind of more like a bracelet. It's like, it's a lot more unobtrusive.
Looks like a Fitbit.
Yeah.
If you've ever worn a Fitbit, right. That's what it looks like.
So it's like much narrower. It's much smaller than an Apple Watch.
Yes.
It comes with like a black or there's a couple different color bands you can get.
Yeah, you can get some fun bands.
The screen is a lot smaller. It's like a 1-inch screen. But actually a surprisingly like nice screen considering. But yeah, it does a lot of stuff. Like, I think it does the essentials of what people want with a smartwatch.
Yeah.
And it does those really well. Like, it tracks your heart rate. It tracks your sleep. It tracks your, you know, VO2, whatever that means. It tracks, like, your steps and stress and, like, all that stuff.
Yeah.
It tells you the weather.
All the things you're using your right. Apple Watch for, it
right.
does.
It has Alexa built in, which you can use to, like, ask it questions or, like, set timers or...
Turn on lights
right,
if you have
smart
plugs. Smart
home stuff, you can turn on lights with it. You can control your music with it. It has like a little music app that's just like, you know, play, pause, forward, reverse, volume.
It also kind of holds an incredible charge,
yeah.
unlike the Apple Watch, which can hold for maybe 11 or 12 hours.
Right. So this thing, just because it doesn't do quite as much, the battery life is like 2 weeks, I think. It's like a
yeah.
Kindle. It just like, you rarely ever have to charge it.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah, which is really great. And I think... the best thing about it is that it costs about $35,
mm-hmm.
Which is pretty crazy considering how well it works, and it works like way better than you might expect.
And you just download an app on your phone, like you can see everything from your phone,
right? And it also syncs with like all the other apps you might use,
mm-hmm.
like it syncs with Google Fit and
Apple Health,
yeah, and like Strava, if you use that, or like My Fitness Pal, or like it just syncs with, you
yeah.
know, sticks the data from your watch into all those apps if you use them.
I used an Amazfit for a little bit. I do love my Apple Watch, but I used Dan's Amazfit while my Apple Watch was on the Fritz, and I was surprised at how not janky it was.
Yeah, it seems like it would be shitty, and it's not.
You kind of expect when you buy a $30 like off-brand fitness band or whatever that you're going to get some sort of like shitty product,
yeah,
but it's actually really good.
It's weirdly nice.
It's really nice.
Like the screen is weirdly nice.
Yeah,
like the fit of it is weirdly nice. Like it like it's not hard to use or anything. It's,
not
it,
at all.
Yeah,
it's what you want. I mean, the thing is, it makes you realize that the Apple Watch really, yes, is sort of like even still a statusy,
yeah,
sort of accessory, accoutrement, if
yeah.
you will. But that the Amazfit actually does all the same work for about $350
yeah.
less. And the thing about the Apple Watch that annoys me, even though I like mine fine, and I don't like wearing tight things around my wrist, so I'm already sort of anti, like I don't wear bracelets, I don't really wear a watch. But I turned off all of the stuff on Apple Watch anyway. So like
right,
I'm not
so
even
getting yeah.
the money that I spend on it's worth. And I know that other people don't feel the same way. I know that other people are like, my calendar's on my watch
right.
and I, you know, I can check my email. I don't want any of that. And I get it. But I also don't have a day full of meetings usually. And I
sure.
don't have. So.
Yeah, I think that like the Apple Watch is so kind of like overpowered, like compared to these other things that like. They can do a lot of stuff. And I think if you do that stuff, then it's obviously that's what you have to get. Like if you're using like a biking app and you want it to like map and show you the maps and like, you know, tell you all this information.
Right.
If you are like a hiker and you want it to show you the map on your phone, like, I don't know. What else do people do with Apple Watches?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm sure that there's like a lot of stuff that it can do. But no, I think if you...
there's tons of stuff that it does. But also like every commercial, like I'm a person who is like not like I wouldn't consider myself an active human. I'm not like running and like doing hikes, but like all the commercials for all the fitness trackers are always like people in cute workout sets.
Free climbing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh yeah, no, it makes sense that they have an Apple Watch. But like me, who's like, you know, doing a Peloton class or lifting weights, but mostly sitting at my computer and moving from my office to the living room, having, I don't know.
It just does a lot more than you need it to do.
Yeah. I mean, my phone is also right here.
Right. So like for me, use
it. So the Amazfit makes sense.
Yeah. I think it makes sense for like a lot of people. So I got it mostly for hiking. I do a lot of hiking. And this like has everything I need in it, which is like it'll track my steps. It'll track my heart rate. I can control like my music. Like my phone would usually be in a backpack or something. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to be having it in a pocket while I'm hiking.
Right.
So I can like control my music from the Amazfit.
Right.
And that was
like to your phone.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
And that was like kind of it. That was really like all I needed it to do. And maybe like buzz me when like some work emails came in because I'm going hiking at like 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. And it's possible that work happens during that time.
Yeah. And also just the things that a $35 fitness band can do will seem endlessly amazing,
yeah,
because of
$35.
The price.
Yeah.
Whereas with an Apple Watch, you have like really high expectations. This thing is like $400.
Right. If it doesn't like change your life and make you feel like James Bond, then like
I wasn't. Yeah. Or just change your life. If you were looking to feel like James Bond out of yours, I get it. That's not really what I was going for.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, you have for a thing that costs $400 or $500 or whatever.
You definitely have that expectation of like when the Apple Watch comes, I'm going to put it on and like everything about my life is going to be different.
Yeah, I'm
like,
going to lose 15 pounds.
This is going to be the thing that makes it make sense.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my and then I'm going to track my sleep. But of course, that
I'm never
going to
miss a meeting again.
Yeah, I'll never miss a meeting. I'm going to spend less time looking at my phone. Yeah, right.
Right. No chance.
No chance.
But if what you want is just like for it to do the features that are actually like useful in a smartwatch, which is like buzz you for alerts, like set timers, count your steps, count your heart rate, then like, yeah, you can spend $35 and charge this thing once every 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's great.
It's great. It has some really cute watch faces too.
Yeah,
actually, even more than Apple Watch offers.
I think, yeah, because the screen is a lot smaller.
Yeah.
So like they just have to fit in the information into that screen, so they're not like messing around as much.
Yeah.
So they're kind of, there's a lot of like more minimal, I think, better looking watch faces.
So there you have it, the $35 Amazfit.
It's great.
I'll link you. I hear a noise in the background. It actually makes me realize that there is something we need to talk about.
Do you want to talk about it?
I do.
Okay.
If you can hear that,
a low whirring,
that is the sound of the nearly $700 litter robot.
Gigantic.
Massive spaceship egg in our kitchen.
It's so big.
It's laughably big.
It's like, you know, the that chair that Will Smith sits in Men in Black?
No.
When he's like doing the test for Men in Black? And
no.
Well, okay. It's a great movie. We should watch it later.
No.
Anyway, there's like an egg chair that Will Smith sits in. And that's the size and shape of this thing. Human could sit in it.
No, wait. Okay. First of all, you took it. You always take it too far. A human could not sit in it.
You've just never tried.
I don't. Okay. I'll let you try. You want to, you can shit in the litter
robot.
I'll
get back to you. Yeah. we could use another bathroom.
No. I'm not even going to edit this out because I'll let everyone know what an idiot you are.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, so we got the litter robot. So we had to, we didn't have to. We needed to do something about our litter box situation because Steve, it wasn't tenable.
No.
We were both spending a lot of time thinking about and dealing with the litter box situation.
That's right.
And I take a lot of pride in the fact that we are very meticulous about cleaning up after our animals.
Yeah, I think it's important.
Because I don't want someone to walk into the house and be like, you have two cats and a Lottie, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want people
to. The house is a zoo, but like, it we would prefer it didn't smell like one.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But because Steve is so
prissy,
it really made it difficult to just kind of at the upkeep of Steve's. We couldn't even leave the house for a day. And the thing about having cats is that they can be left alone for long periods of time. They're very self-sufficient. You feed them. They have somewhere to go to the bathroom. They have water. They're fine.
Yeah.
Not ours, because Steve, if like Kevin used the litter box or one of the litter boxes and Steve didn't want to go in the other one, then he would like piss on a sweatshirt or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was really annoying.
He's a real problem child.
He is a problem. So we ended up getting the litter robot. I had basically lost my mind at that point. To no avail, I did email them being like, hey, like, send me one. They did not email me back. So I bought it with my own money.
Yeah.
Because everyone who I asked on the G-Thanks Facebook page, I would say 99.9% of people were like, it is the best thing. It's amazing. Our friend Kelly Peters Patal, her mother, who was in the Facebook group as well.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. She said it was Anita. She said it was life changing. And so I was very encouraged by this. So we want to talk a little bit about it today because now we've had it for about a month.
Yeah.
You know, there is that adjustment period.
Which we might still be in a little bit.
I don't think we are. I think Steve just fucking sucks. Pardon my French.
Look, the thing about Steve is that he's the worst cat I've ever had, and I love him so much.
he's your best friend.
So bad.
He snuggles with Dan every morning. They spoon. It's the cutest thing, but also it's not cute because Steve sucks so much. He also, like, when you open the fridge, he, like, jumps in. He screams at you.
Yeah, when he's, like, has the zooms, he like makes these like,
he's like
ungodly
isn't that what he sounds like,
yowling noises. Yeah, it's really scary.
And if you're not expecting it, or like sometimes like when Dan you went east a couple weeks ago and I stayed home with the animals and Steve did that, I honestly jumped out of my skin.
It's a very like primal, it's very like mountain lion kind of situation.
I don't know if you guys heard me do it. It's
but like really loud and aggressive.
Lottie,
and
come
sudden.
Here. Lottie, come.
Come here. Yeah, he's the worst boy. I really like him.
But the litter robot, so I think we're still in a little bit of an adjustment period, but I also think Steve will.
I think he'll be fine.
Will be fine. No, but he's had one accident since.
I don't think he thinks of them as accidents.
I don't think they are accidents, actually. He has had one planned laundry pile piss.
Yeah.
But Kevin took to it immediately. Kevin's our good big boy. But yeah, the litter robot is really cool. So let's explain kind of how it works if you're unfamiliar, if you don't have cats, or if you've never seen it. First of all, like, the self-cleaning litter box market is sparse.
Yeah, and a lot of them like don't work that well. Like, there are some that
yeah.
kind of look like regular litter boxes and kind of have this like machinery on top that moves back and forth to like scrape, and they don't seem to work all that well.
The way this works is there is a large egg on top of a box with like a sift. It spins, it rotates on an axis.
Yeah.
And it has like a sifting mechanism.
Right. So it rotates one way, like
sifting the litter
almost around, and then the litter gets sifted into one compartment, and then the like waste solids go into another compartment, and then it turns back around, and the litter
is now the clean litter on top
comes
of this
back
egg
into the egg.
And it does it by itself. It's on a timer. There's all these like safety things to make sure that your cats don't
get trapped in it while it's working. Yeah. So like it senses when there's a cat in it. I guess it has like pressure sensors.
Yeah.
Or something.
So your cat has to be more than 5 pounds for it to work.
And it waits like, what is it, 5 or 10 minutes after?
You can pick. It's either 7 minutes or 15. And I do 15 because I want to make sure everything has clumped.
Right.
But it's really great. And then you clean out, and you don't even clean it out. You take out the bag.
Right. So the compartment just slides out as a drawer, and you line it with like a garbage bag.
Yeah. I bought the Litter Robot branded bags.
I think you could probably get away with just like,
I think I don't
bags
have to, but yeah. I did it for the first time just because
yeah, why not? You don't know what's going to,
you
fit
don't know what's going to happen. Now I can do a little bit more research, but so far we've changed it. What, once a week?
Yeah, that sounds about right. It's not that often.
No,
it's a pretty like big compartment.
It's not that often, all considering we were scooping litter
twice a day
at minimum.
Yeah.
At minimum. Minimum, we'd do it twice a day, but there was always times where Steve would come and find us and scream at us, lead us to the litter box and be like, clean my box.
Yeah.
And we'd always be like, you have another clean box in a different room. He wanted the one that he wanted.
Yeah.
I also think this is like a power play on Steve's part. He doesn't like sharing things with Kevin.
Yeah, it's working too. He also didn't like the other box. The other box that we had, which I also would recommend because every other cat besides Steve has really liked it. It's called the Tidy Cat's Breeze.
Yeah, with the pellets.
Right. It has like dehydrating pellets and then like a pee pad in it. So like the pellets are definitely like more expensive than litter. But it's really good about smells. It does not smell.
Yeah, it dehydrates all of the poop. And
then the pee goes through like a grate into a pee pad.
I mean, it doesn't smell. I will give it that.
It's like pretty great for a litter box. But I think Steve just didn't really like the way the pellets felt.
Steve is a Pris.
He's very particular.
He's so particular. A little baby. But he seems to be liking the litter robot.
Yeah, he's adjusting to it. He like sometimes will like stare at it while it's moving.
No, they both stare at it while it moves. I mean, I've heard that from a lot of people. Like, it's really entertaining.
Yeah, and they're just, like, they don't quite understand why their like bathroom is rotating.
Right. I wouldn't. The thing about the litter robot is like, I think it's perfect for people who are in our situation where it's like,
you just don't want to deal.
No, it's not that we don't want to deal. It's like our cat was like doing something that was like really ruining quality of like our lives.
Right.
And there's nothing you can't train a cat to not do that. You basically have to improve its environment so that they want to improve their behavior.
Yeah.
And by doing that, it was like we had to figure out another litter box situation. And this kind of all signs pointed to this as like the last option that we had because it meets the one requirement that our dumb cat requires, which is clean litter box every time I go into it. Regardless of whether you're home or not, regardless of whether you're asleep or not.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, like, if Kevin used a litter box at like 1 o'clock in the morning and Steve went to use it at 4 a.m., he would just not.
Yeah, or like,
and
yell
he would
for
like,
a while.
Or like scream at us at 4 o'clock in the morning or like go pee on our laundry, which is like, I have been through so much enzymatic cleaner.
You've gotten really good.
I am very good at cleaning laundry.
Caroline is like the expert at getting cat pee out of laundry.
Yeah, because that's disgusting. But also, I have to drop everything I'm doing. And
yeah,
we
and
all
do
know
like
how busy
process.
I am. And I have to do this whole thing. And it's like enzymatic cleaner is expensive. So even though the litter robot, I keep calling it the laundry robot, which also should be a thing. Even though it's expensive, I actually feel
I think
like
that
it
might
was
be a laundry machine. It's like a washing machine.
Oh. Yes. You're right. That is. I kind of meant someone who would do the laundry.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I think it was actually money well spent, the litter
robot. Yeah, I think
Dan was a little anti at first because of the price tag, but I was also like,
it's a hard thing to
put a price on our unhappiness.
Right. It's a hard thing to put a price tag on because I do think that if you try to spend less, it just like won't work very well.
Yeah.
Like I think if you spend like $150 on a litter robot thing. I think it probably like won't work that well.
Yeah, it's either big guns or nothing.
Or just like don't do it at all. So like,
if you have a nice cat and they don't have a problem with their litter box, I wouldn't get the litter robot just to get the litter robot.
Yeah, I'd agree, because it's pretty expensive. Like, I think that it's good for what it does, and I think
it's good if your life is miserable because your cat sucks and is not happy with your litter box situation.
My life is enriched by this awful cat that we have, but I understand why someone might think otherwise.
I think this cat sucks, but I love him. He's the cutest.
He's got a really little face.
Got the little small face. That's what I say to him all the time. Got the small, small face. So, yeah, litter robot, you know what? Good investment. Actually, great investment for us. I wouldn't say across the board, but if any of our story sounds familiar to you, you know, I think it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
So, wow, we really covered a lot. We've covered our litter robots. We've covered the Amazfit Band 5.
What a journey.
And the Anker Power Core Fusion Charger.
That's right.
Dan, do you still have your Zune?
I do have a Zune. I have a Zune HD, which was the last Zune that they made.
Okay.
It doesn't sync with my computer now, because I have like a modern computer, and this is not a modern thing.
Because it's not 2004.
Right. Okay. So the only, I can't put any new music onto it. So the only music that's on it is like what I was listening to in 2008 or 2009 or whatever. So it's a lot of like Rah Rah Riot and like Rat-a-Tat and just, you know, like at indie rock of the mid to late aughts, which is fun. It's fine, yeah, to have that as a document of
there
the time.
Go. Well, we will link to everything in the show notes, everything we talked about, even a Zune. If you're into that and want to buy one on eBay, they're going for a few hundred bucks.
They're very expensive because there's like a whole community that loves them.
Only four were ever made. Dan, thanks for coming back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate you taking your time and coming out to the living room to record with me.
Yeah, I was really busy.
And we'll have to have you back maybe for a 2021 roundup of all the things I bought that you hate.
Sure. I'll start taking notes.
Yep. Please start a notes app write up in your phone. Do you have notes app on the Android phone?
No, I have like a lousy Google version of it.
Sounds fun. Sounds like a great tool. All right, you guys. Again, everything's linked in the episode. We'll see you guys next week. In the meantime, come follow us on Instagram.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod is the Instagram handle, and you can join the G-Thanks Facebook group. That's really fun. In between episodes, we share and ask for life-changing recommendations. So if there's anything you're looking for, there's someone in the G-Thanks group that can help you find it. We will see you next week for another episode.